Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kyle knows Wynonna Judd's husband's name, and he's putting us to the test.
We've been playing this game for a little bit,
yeah.
Off air, and it just started with try to guess, and then I gave you the first letter, you couldn't get it, the second letter, you couldn't get it, we're on the third letter right now. It is, the first three letters are C-A-C.
C-A-C, and he says it. He'll give us 100 guesses, we'll never get it, like that. Ooh. Sort of name.
Well, I would have given you 100 guesses if without giving you letters. Now I think you're very close.
Well, right.
Cactus.
Right.
You are correct.
No.
Shut up.
His name is Cactus.
Stop.
Cactus Moser.
Oh my gosh. What?
She calls him darling, but I would call him prickly.
Folks. I bet he's pretty sharp.
Well, that was good.
Cactus. Weird.
Do you think she'll ever leave him? Deserted?
Oh my God.
What?
See, their love grows without any water. Thank you, Melissa.
Do you think they ever, whenever they're letting a little steam off, you know, maybe they go down to the basement and smoke a little tumbleweed?
Oh my God.
What?
Okay.
I think the relationship gets a little dry.
Ooh, nice. Melissa.
What is it? Aren't cactuses like filled on the inside, like filled with water?
Do you have heard of cactus juice?
Cactus juice?
Yeah, you can drink it on Mexico trips.
Only on Mexico trips?
Nope, that's it. Only on Mexico trips.
Just like, hey, I'm traveling here. Can I have some of this cactus juice? No!
Yeah.
You're not going to Mexico. You can't have it. Okay.
If you were going to name a kid Cactus, wouldn't Cacti be the better name to name him?
No, that's if you have twins.
And you both name them Cactus?
Yeah.
These are my cacti.
This is Cacti.
This is Cactus and this is Cactus.
Oh my gosh. What's the weirdest name you guys have ever heard?
I mean, it might be Cactus.
Cactus is definitely up
Cactus
there.
Cactus might be the leader. Blanket, for sure. Michael Jackson's.
I thought blanket. About Blanket yesterday. Him holding Blanket out over the balcony.
Yeah. People don't talk about it enough.
I thought about that, like, driving yesterday and being like, wow, that was a wild moment. It's because I'll explain my thought process. I heard the song Blame It on the Boogie, underrated Jackson 5 jam. And then I thought of specifically the VH1, or it wasn't originally on VH1, but it always aired on VH1,
mm-hmm.
The Jackson 5 story, the movie that was easily 5 hours long with commercials that you had to watch it in separate parts, but it always played. And at the end of it, it is the Jackson 5 reuniting on stage, and one of the members wearing a baseball jersey. And for the longest time, I wondered if Reggie Jackson was in the Jackson 5.
That's funny.
Because he was wearing a baseball jersey. And then I was like, man, It was pretty wild that he held that baby over the edge.
Oh, gosh.
That's where your thought process went. It went from Reggie Jackson, World Series
Reggie
Zero.
Jackson.
Mr. October.
What else do you think of when you hear Michael Jackson? Other than that, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Macaulay Culkin.
I mean,
mine is Oxygen Chamber.
Lawsuits for being a terrible person.
Yeah, little kids.
Yep. I'm not going to say more.
Yeah, that's about it.
And well, to be fair, the
first thing that comes to mind is that.
Well, okay. I was trying to leave the illegal stuff out of it. What do you guys think of John Wayne Gacy?
What's the first thing that comes
Jeffrey
to mind?
Jeffrey Dahmer. What's the first thing that comes to mind? I think glasses.
I think of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Can you guys not bring up the weird legal stuff, though?
Wait, what did you say?
Anything but the illegal things.
What did you say, brain soup? No, come on, guys. I'm not trying to go there with it.
You guys are so weird.
When you think of gangsters, what's the first thing you think of besides shooting each other?
Jason Voorhees. What do you think of?
When you hear Al Capone, do you think of syphilis first? I know I do.
Or do you think sharp dressed? Three-piece suit.
Pinstripes.
You know when Al Capone went to Alcatraz? It's when he had the syphilis. That's when he was losing his mind. Fun fact for you guys that I learned.
Yeah, well, before he went, it was just called Catraz.
Oh, my God.
I didn't hate that joke. That was a good one.
Thanks.
The problem is sometimes you bury the good ones under so many bad ones.
Well, yeah, you got to find them. It's like a needle in a haystack. I'm not just going to give you all good ones.
Ah, he brought it back full circle.
I wanted the cactus joke.
Wait, what were we just talking about?
Syphilis.
Wait.
Michael Jackson.
Hang on. A line that went under note. You were listening to Jackson 5, Blame It on the Boogie?
Blame It on the Boogie.
On the Boogie. I think he said blame it on the bookie. And I was like, were you looking for advice for your sports gambling?
No. I go to you for that. Circus Sports.
What's up? Shout out. Circus Sports Illinois.
I heard Austin cutting a spot for Circa the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And on it, I just heard him go.
This is funny.
Postseason baseball has started for college baseball. You're going to want to jump in on Vanderbilt.
Yeah. They just won the SEC tournament. I'm feeling good about Vanderbilt.
They're at +800.
They're going to the College World Series.
And I poked my head in. And I'm like, you haven't watched an inning of Vanderbilt baseball this year.
No. Not true. I have watched this was probably inning.
That was his response when I said that.
Inning.
And I checked back. I didn't check back. I just opened the ESPN app 4 days later. Vanderbilt was eliminated.
They were bouncing the first
right
round.
Away.
It was like double elimination. I think they lost their first two games.
They
almost
lost their first game, but they came back and then they lost the next two.
Okay,
and got
that's
eliminated.
What it was. And they lost to like teams because they were the number one overall seed going into the tournament.
Yes, they were like the number one team in the nation.
And they lost. And I was just like,
Wow, what way to pick that Vanderbilt.
I just have the worst luck, especially when it comes to sports. Like I have the worst luck. I used to, whenever I would buy a jersey, the person would either retire, get traded, or get severely injured. Like Michael Jordan, I got his jersey probably like a year before he retired. Shaquille O'Neal.
You waited too long to get it.
Shaquille O'Neal Magic jersey. I got it.
Yeah, Austin, why didn't you get that Michael Jordan jersey earlier? Oh, you were 7?
yeah, not even. I was younger than that.
Why didn't you get it when you were 3?
90.
Right?
First championship? 91?
Yep, my first pair of shoes were Jordans. Fun fact.
Wait, really?
Your very first pair of shoes?
When I was a baby, somebody bought me a pair of Jordans. We had them for years. I think we still have them somewhere.
I used to have Shaq shoes. They were cheap, basketball shoes that you get at like Walmart. But Shaq did that on purpose. Shaq was like, I want to make a sports shoe because he saw like Jordans. They were.
Oh, really?
You know, kids couldn't afford Jordans. And so he's like, I want shoes that are affordable.
I'm an adult with a real job.
They are expensive.
They're very expensive. And I feel like sneakers, that's like a fashion thing that has like blown up over the last 2 decades.
Trust me.
Especially with Jordans. Like I have one pair.
They're like some of them are like collectibles.
Yes. And I have one pair that I will sometimes wear to concerts, but it's like only if I know we're indoors. It has like, I want them to stay nice because, yeah. But it's like, I don't wear them that often.
Right.
I think there's even a resale market for those if you keep them in good shape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Should we start a sneaker biz on the side? I've been saying this for
people
years.
People do that. People like make good money. They'll jump in, buy a pair of like Jordans very quickly when they come on the market, and then they'll turn around and just sell them right away and like double their value.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what we need to start doing with hats. I feel like hats? Yep. I like a good hat.
But I feel like hats aren't as rare.
Well, and are there hats that you can resell for very much money?
I think you can. I think.
Well, hats nowadays, there's some hats that are going for $50. I remember.
I sent Austin a hat and he goes, this website that Austin and I both like the hat. And then he went, this website needs to chill.
I'm just going to say it's Hat Club. It's a website called Hat Club. Mm-hmm. And it's they have amazing selection of hats.
Love their
hats.
They
really do have really cool hats.
This is the hat that I think I'm going to buy, Melissa. Mm-hmm.
But their prices are gaudy.
This is the front.
That is the front. Oh, my wife's texting me.
Oh, so they don't have it turned forward?
No. Yeah, it's just turned to the side.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
This is the logo on the front.
She's probably going to have the same response. That's what I wanted to see. Cute.
She's going to have the same response. Oh, I thought you were going to have the same response as Meredith. She'd be like, okay, isn't that just like every other hat you own?
First of all, I sent it to Austin. And by the way, I send Austin hats a lot. And I know, I could probably, every time I send it, I know.
What I'm going to respond with?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
And that was one of the few hats that I've sent that I'm like, he's actually going to like this. Because a lot of hats I send, if it has a patch, Austin immediately goes, I hate patches.
Anti-patch on the side. If it has a patch on the side, I'm out.
Least favorite movie? Patch Adams.
Yeah. Makes laughter is not the best medicine.
Jeez.
And then hats
the heck?
Are. If it has any sort of color that is a little bit too bright, out on it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. What about Cabbage Patch Kids?
Ooh. Good question.
Wow. Are you going to say you hate kids?
No. Just ones that are grown in cabbage patches.
Do you guys remember Garbage Pail Kids?
Yeah. Garbage Pail Kids.
That has only recently come to my attention, really.
Wait, really? You didn't know about them growing up? You'd be too young because I was just barely old enough.
Were you guys into Pogs? What was that?
I was big into Pogs.
Those were the things, right? That's what those were called?
I don't know. I wasn't into that.
Too busy.
Do you remember Pogs, though? Like, do you remember the Pogs craze?
No, I think I was probably like a teen by then.
Yeah, probably. The Pogs, late 90s. Blew up. I remember we went out to California and this kid introduced me to Pogs. We're on vacation and he's like, dude, these are brand new. We just started playing them at school. They're going to be huge. And he like taught me how to play and like everything. And so I go back to my friends and I'm like, hey, and they're like, eventually it'll make its way like Eastern, like the trend, I guess, started in California. And it's going to make its way East across the country. And I'm thinking, oh man, I'm ahead of the curve here. It's, you know, Pogs aren't going to be popular for another 6 months, maybe a year.
And what are they again?
Pogs. They're like little discs, like little like cardboard discs like this. And they have different designs on them. You can get like almost like trading cards in a way. Like you get like.
What was the game? How did you play?
So there were different ways. I was taught a different way to play, but a lot of people would stack them and then you throw like a slammer at them and. Whichever one's
classic
flipped over, you got to keep.
That's interesting. It's a little bit different, but have you guys heard of Beyblades?
What?
Yes.
Beyblades?
Beyblades.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It was huge.
Melissa, I'm married.
You're so addicted to Beyblades over here.
Yeah. Quit talking about Beyblades.
Beyblades.
So like a blade with bay.
Well, they were almost like things you would spin them, and you could put them in like a little mini arena, and they two players would spin, and then they would knock each other out.
It was like a top.
Kind of. Battle. But yeah, they call them Beyblades. They were also collectibles. There were some Beyblades that were super popular, and that was like, I don't know, 8 years ago or
I like
something.
To think that Porter wasn't into this, but Melissa was way into it.
Oh, no. Oh, trust me. Porter was way into Beyblades.
Melissa had a Beyblade. Yeah. A Beyblade
She was
lead.
Like, guys, these are the next sneakers. These are going to blow up
she was
and we're going to make billions.
The commissioner in Riverside. Like, instead of her puzzle group.
Oh, my God.
In fact, her now puzzle group was her old Beyblade lead.
Did you guys ever play Crossfire? That's what Beyblades remind me of.
I did play Crossfire. The commercials for Crossfire
that,
went way too hard.
Yeah, yeah. It's like an Armageddon.
These two
like
kids
type atmosphere.
Just playing, battling out, sweating across mm-hmm. their
There's
forehead.
There's like fire.
Yeah, and this the riff for the song.
A dynamite song. Crossfire.
Yeah.
Crossfire. Crossfire.
Yeah. Oh, Mel.
Yeah.
No joke. One of the most intense
We should commercials. Buy. How much is a game of Crossfire? We can bring it into the studio.
I don't know. Look it up.
I love that I look up so many things on this podcast already that I'm like, how much is it? You're like, look it up. And I just go, no, I don't want to do that.
So like, look, they're like in an arena. These kids come flying down on these like hoverboards. A table drops down between them.
I remember.
And they start playing Crossfire.
$200? In what world?
Wait, I can't see.
See, the game looks intense,
right? I remember
right?
that, yeah.
Crossfire. I swear to God, somebody
oh,
got
and then
me.
Look, and then he spins and gets thrown away. I always wondered what happened to that kid.
Actually.
Does he die? Do you die if you lose Crossfire?
Yeah, that's why I couldn't have it as a kid. No, did you guys ever play the game Dream Phone?
Yes.
I didn't play
no,
that.
No, 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 this is right up your alley.
Dream it Phone.
The game was like in the 80s.
It was, we got it. It was the best game ever. It was, you had to figure out who your crush was, essentially.
Yeah.
So you got a phone. By the way, I tried to buy my...
You never heard this game.
I'm still bitter. No. I tried to buy this for my sister for her wedding gift, and it was like, I had to go through probably some, like, illegal website overseas, and it was, like, shipped, and I was like, great. And then, like, a month later, it was like, yeah, we didn't ship that. We don't have that game or something. And I was so bummed because... Wait a minute.
What about the mall game? Do you remember the mall game? Where it was like
oh,
a shopping
it's a
mall.
Sign. And oh, yeah, Mall Madness?
Mall
we got
Madness?
That at our house. My sister got me that for Christmas a couple years ago.
I remember the name, but Mall I didn't
so,
play it.
So Dream Phone game. Was simple.
Did you didn't play a lot of board games growing up.
We did, but we played the classics.
Oh, okay.
Like we would play Monopoly. Yeah.
Also, my friends definitely stole my Dream Phone because I brought it over to one of my buddy's places and we played it and had the best time ever trying to figure out who our crush was. And then, suspiciously, never saw
What friend?
Again.
Let's ask them on the podcast.
John Maidel.
Listen, buddy.
Hey.
You better unsubscribe from this podcast.
I went to your house to look for Dream Phone and it was gone. I know you still live in the same house. I know that game is there somewhere. If you could return my Dream Phone and let me know who my crush is, and it better not be Steve, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, so explain to me how that works again.
So basically, like, you would, there would be different sections of the game with four guys in each section. So some guys would be at the mall, some guys would be at the beach, some guys would be at the movies. And you would, and their characters on the board, it would show their face and then like a silhouette of their character. And Some of the silhouettes had like a backwards hat. Some of them were like eating something and stuff. So like occasionally you would like, you would draw a card and it'd be like Steve. And it would have a little phone number. So you'd call Steve's number and Steve would be like, your crush loves to, hates to hang at the mall. So all the dudes who are at the mall, you got to cross,
oh, cross them out.
And then occasionally you would get a random phone call that's like, I know who your crush is, but I'm not telling. Ha, ha. Which I always hated. and then, but they'd always whisper it in your ear so only you would hear it. It's like, I know what he likes, but he doesn't like hot dogs. And you'd be like,
oh.
And then when you think you found the crush, you would pick back up the card and you'd have to dial like star and then his number. And it'd be like,
that's really cute.
It was awesome.
That's,
and let me tell
really
you,
cute.
Brought me and my buddies together. No girls allowed, only dudes playing Dream Phone.
Oh, wow.
I would, if I could get that game again, I swear to God, not only would I bring it in studio for us all to play, even though everything that I bring in studio, my senior year photo, my Cubs baseball bat mysteriously goes missing.
You still haven't found that since?
I still haven't found it. I think we got to go on a hunt for it.
We should.
I think that's a good video.
It's got to be here somewhere.
I partially think the bat was taken by 670 The Score.
Why?
But who?
I don't know.
Why would they come up here for that?
Yeah, they're,
but
on,
like,
the, they're on the floor
like,
below
does
us.
Does a cleaning crew bring it down there? I don't know.
Oh, and they thought, they're like, this is sports memorabilia. This doesn't belong on the country floor.
There's no way they would do that.
I just, where else would it be? I've checked everywhere that like that bat has been. Unless Scotty K took it, but I don't think he would. I don't, the senior year photo is weirder to me. Like a bat, anyone could take a bat. Bad
yeah,
move.
Yeah, who would want a photo of you?
My mom didn't. That's why I got it back.
My mom gives me so much stuff.
Oh my God.
Lately, she's been giving me all this stuff and it's like, she's like, yeah, here, take this. And it's like, yeah, it literally, one of them which is my senior portrait. Remember telling the story about how my sister got the nice, beautiful framed photo in our hallway and mine went in the basement?
Yeah.
My mom gave me that photo back. And I'm like, if anything, this should stay in your house. What am I going to do with a photo of myself?
That's so funny because I gave my mom this like group thing of pictures of Porter.
Yeah.
She gave it back to me.
Wow. It clearly wasn't cute enough.
I'm like... Like, she thought she had too much stuff. I'm like, yeah, that was a gift.
Right. I don't understand. What? Like, okay, like, the report cards and, like, artwork and stuff like that. It's like, okay, yeah, I understand, like, you want to get it out of the house. But it's like, why are you, like, don't you want any sentimental value of me, your kid, your only son?
Did you say that to her?
No. Well, she listens to this podcast, so she'll hear it eventually.
Oh.
So, Mom. Don't you want any sentimental value of me, your only son?
One time when I got back from my internship in Alaska when I was announcing baseball games.
Brag about it.
One of the funniest like
sentences ever.
Things about Kyle is he went and worked for a summer in Alaska broadcasting minor league baseball.
It was college league baseball.
College league baseball.
But I got like a baseball card made of me and I gave it to my grandparents. And then they just gave it back like 5 years later. It's like, first of all, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Second of all, you like baseball. Why wouldn't you like that one of your grandkids actually did something?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Ugh. Freaking.
Parents.
What was
this?
Should we just buy the Dream Phone board game poster?
What was the kid's name who stole your Dream Phone?
John Mydell.
John Mydell. We're still pissed at
you. I'm still annoyed. That was legit. I believe that night was me, Joe Stace, Brian Fahey, John Mydell, Ben Reebok, just a bunch of dudes playing Dream Phone, figuring out who our crushes were.
You never got it back.
Never got it
back. Have you tried calling the Dream Phone number? See who answers.
Yeah, and every time I call, they go, I know where your game is, but I'm not telling. Ha, ha.
No.
No, Steve, you bastard.
John Mydell.
Yeah, is John my crush? People are asking.
People are asking.
You know, when you lend things out, or even you somebody else uses it, and you don't get it back, it's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
I gave somebody, because for fun, I don't know, it was like maybe 8 or 9 years ago, I bought a Polaroid camera for just
that is fun.
Yeah, just like a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
And a coworker borrowed it. She's like, oh, can I borrow that? I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. I'm like, just the film for it's kind of expensive. She's like, oh, that's okay. I'm going to do this little project, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. Never saw it again.
What?
Never saw that baby again.
I bet that coworker's the one that has Kyle's senior photo.
Probably.
Look, I was super handsome. I got all of my pimples
popped,
airbrushed off. So I looked very cute.
Why you looked so good in that photo.
Hey.
What?
That was a little rude.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Some people actually want my photo, unlike your mom wanting your photo.
All
right. Got him.
You're dead to us, John Mydell.
Hey, John, if you're still listening, I won't forget. Never forget.
People don't forget, John.
People do not forget.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.